Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
You're listening to Lou.
Ann is in Naperville. Hi, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
Your calls all morning till 10, where there are no stupid questions.
But, Lou, what about those deep found stains that we get
in toilets?
Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Oh, I'm so full. 7:10 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. I'm Lou Manfredini. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Lightkeeper Pro and by Ace Hardware. I need that. What is that medicine that we advertise where if you're, I'm not fat, I'm just bloated? I need that. I think that's what my problem is. Andy Mazur came in this morning to talk to me. Andy said the same thing. We're not fat. We're just
big,
bloated.
And we're big boned, yeah.
Is that what it is? Veronica, have I told you that? I'm big boned?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my problem. What we need is that we need a 55-gallon drum of whatever that stuff is that we can make our bellies go down, all of us.
Make
what
it
do you
happen.
Think? Yeah.
Make it happen.
We can just lather it on and hopefully. Is it like a cream? What is it? I don't know what it is. We're not, Andy, we're not fat. I'm just bloated.
Yes.
Right.
It only happens to me once a year, right?
Oh, and today and tomorrow and last night. And
trying to give us an out there.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Andy Mazur, nice to have you here on a Saturday morning. Veronica, nice to see you. Do you have a nice holiday, Veronica?
Well, you know, I guess.
What does a vegetarian cook on Thanksgiving?
This year I didn't have to worry about it because I was here.
Oh.
And, you know, the bad news is I had to work, but the good news is I didn't overeat.
All right.
Because, you know.
You don't need the I'm just bloated medicine.
No. I brought in some appetizers and, you know, like some shrimp dip and some, cheese balls.
You know, the newsroom is like a lot like a teacher's lounge.
Yep.
There's always food in it, right?
Yes.
Have you ever noticed that at a school, at a teacher's lounge, people are like, oh, what are we going to do with that birthday cake? There's only half left. Take it to the teacher's lounge, right?
Somebody will eat it.
Right. That's what it is here, right?
Let's get Mikey.
Well, I'm sorry you had to work, but I'm glad you didn't overeat. And Andy, you and I chatted. You went to
parents' neighbors. Yeah,
nice.
Went over there. It was pretty quiet. But I loaded up on mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That was my problem.
You know what the good thing about not going to a celebration is? No weird relatives you have to deal with.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Lindsay, you had a lovely time, right? You went up to Green Bay with your husband's family?
Land of the cheese. It was wonderful.
Was there like a traditional Green Bay dish out there that... anything, is there anything that's...
Tom and Jerry's are the big thing. I think
that's
we've
a drink,
talked
right?
about it.
Yeah.
That's a drink. But it starts at Christmas or at Thanksgiving and goes through Christmas. And we had one of those after dinner and sat by the fire. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah. That's good.
And locale.
True. Is it?
No.
You liar. Liar. Anything interesting, Andy, at the table for Thanksgiving? Like, wow, you got to try Aunt Judy's this.
No, actually, everybody was
pretty traditional.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. My mom makes really good stuffing, so I think I had a little bit too much of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it yesterday, too, because I got to take home the leftovers.
Well, that was the big thing with us. We hosted 50 people, and we cooked 4 turkeys, and there wasn't enough turkey.
Hmm.
So my sister-in-law, Nora, said, we need to do one more turkey because there's not enough to send people home, right? Because what do you want the day? Well, Veronica doesn't, and you don't, Lindsay, but on the day after Thanksgiving, you want a turkey sandwich.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
On white bread, which I never eat white bread, but that's what you want it on.
And just don't tell me mayonnaise, too.
Just a little.
Oh, gross.
Yeah,
I hate mayonnaise, too.
I skip the mayonnaise, yeah.
Just a little. And a little salt, which, you know, I'm not a salter.
Oh, you know, I love the salt.
Oh, my gosh.
I do,
if you've
too.
Ever eaten a meal with Lindsay, and look at her, right? She's like the size of a pencil. You sit down with this
love
woman,
it.
And we've gone to breakfast together, and they'll bring out a beautiful tray of whatever. And she grabs the salt and puts it on like it's her job.
I am that way.
Doesn't
with salt
even
too.
Taste the food.
Thank you, Veronica.
People try to mess
like
with me.
Like it's your job.
They try to mess with me by hiding the salt.
Right. I'm
really?
Oh my gosh, are you going to take the top off that salt? I'm pretty sure it's almost like when she eats, it's like she's doing a shot of tequila. She squeezes, she licks the salt, and then takes a bite.
Lindsay, at the bottom of the pretzel bag,
oh my
all
gosh.
The little salt
to
chunks.
To lick your finger
yes.
and then stick your, oh,
oh
my
God.
That is the best.
I actually think I had a salt overload on Thanksgiving night. Like, it was all done. Everybody's cleaned up. And our dishwasher, of course, broke on Thanksgiving.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
And,
yeah.
And you know, of course, that it's the running joke. Well, hey, you're Mr. Fix-It. You can't fix the dishwasher. I go, it needs a new control board. Where am I going to get that on Thanksgiving? Oh, if I figured if there's anybody that could get one delivered, it would be you, which I probably could have. But I chose not to. And so I had, at one point, I had the whole control panel off of the dishwasher. And I'm looking for a reset button. I'm online looking for it. I was able to get it to go into test mode, you know, because it's all electronics. So it actually ran a cycle for like 15 minutes, but it wasn't really a wash cycle. And then I ran the cycle again, so it was sort of like a wash cycle. And then we took all the dishes out and washed them by hand. So all it really did was rinse them. But now I got to put a new dishwasher in. That's my, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. But
can you come over and put one in my house, too?
Sure. It's, dishwashers are easy to install. But my
That's
point was,
hear,
is,
but,
yeah, but like 8 o'clock at night, I was so thirsty. Like, I was done. Yeah. We had a little Manhattan bar going, which was delicious. And I'm at that point now, Andy, in my life where, you know, people as a housewarming gift, you know, or whatever, you know, they're coming over for Thanksgiving. You have 50 people. People bring things over. And so now I'm like that old man. That they bring you a bottle of booze.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you love rye whiskey. Here's a nice rye whiskey. And you know what? I'm fine with that.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. You should
keep coming over.
You should say, keep inviting people over.
I know. So anyway, I took a giant bottle of San Pellegrino, you know, the bubbly water, which I love. I sucked it down like I was in the desert. The whole thing. It was unbelievable. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I hope you have you all had a nice holiday. Nice Thanksgiving. I got a couple other stories I'll share with you later. Okay, so we started this whole thing for the next 5 weeks. We're going to be doing wine tasting from our friends at Binny's. We actually this week will not be tasting wine, but however, what we failed to do last week because we were so excited about the wine tasting is Binny's gave us all these gift certificates to give to you so you could go buy wine. So am I doubling up this week, or am I just doing the two?
We're going to do two today because we're going to save some. We have 10 total. We'll do two today, two all the weekends through till Christmas Eve.
So I want to start it out. So here's the thing. I've got right now caller 6 and 7 to the contest line, 591-7000. Caller 6 and 7 will win. How much is the gift certificate for?
$50.
$50 to Binny's.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So caller 6 and 7 to 591-7000 will win a $50 gift certificate to Binny's.
7,000.
591-7000. What did I say?
Well, that's right, but I see people call like frantically calling the other line. Which...
No, that's the one you call for questions. The 312-981-7200 is the number you call to ask a question. And if you want to win the $50 gift certificate to Binny's, they have a brand new location in Montgomery, and they just opened a giant one in Lincolnwood that I still haven't been at, but it looks beautiful. For the contest line, 6 and 7 at 312-591-7000. 591-7000, and you win a $50 gift certificate. And then we'll be back drinking next week, which is good. I need a break. I totally need a break. Speaking of needing a break, it's 7:18 in the morning. When we come back, we'll answer your phone calls on the Mr. Fix-It Show and tell you a little bit more about what's coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. That's a beautiful name, Myrna. I love that.
I love you, Lou.
I love you, Myrna.
I love you more.
He's more than just a pretty face. Now back to Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
7:22 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Good morning, everybody. Hope you had a nice holiday. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Bill and Elgin. Hey, Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good, sir. Do you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did. Ate too much.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry. You're not fat. You're just bloated.
There you go. I got a question. I'm in the process of building a house, and my wife is in a wheelchair, and I'm putting in a 4x6 walk-in shower.
Okay.
And I've got a problem with the drainage. I could build a ramp, you know, a little ramp coming up from the outside into the shower and then down. Do you have any suggestions about how to do it?
What stage is this house now?
It's framed up. It's the plumbing is, the roughing is done. Electrician's in there. Heating guy has been in there. It's about the only thing holding us up.
Well, and no one has talked to you about a threshold-less shower?
No.
So, I mean, you know, one of the things, years ago, my old partner Mike and I, we didn't build the house, but we, at a friend's house, they had a parent who was in a wheelchair, and they built a whole new bathroom area, and essentially where the shower was, it was a depressed floor, and the base and the tile went in. So in other words, you just came into the regular bathroom at the same level, and then the tile and the floor was all kind of pitched. It almost like, it just in that area, it was a depressed area where you could roll a wheelchair right in. Now, tell me about the ability or the desire for your wife. In other words, would she be able to go into the shower and then be moved to a seat, or use a special? Would she stay in the chair?
She would stay in the chair.
Okay.
And we use trusses, you know, so there's no way we could pitch it. Is it to, using 2x10s or 2x12s?
Okay, so you've got like open wedge trusses?
Yes.
All right, let's think about this. And the subfloor is down already.
It is. They say they make a drain. You can, it's flush with the subfloor. It's down that far, but then you'd have to round up the corners on a with a mortar or something, and pitch it towards the drain.
Yeah, here's what you could probably do. You really here's what I would do. I would create a transition. From the, is this a master bath?
Yes.
Okay. So, and how are we? Are we accessing the master bath? Is it a double door?
No, it's actually it's a 3-foot door.
All right, so it's
to get into it.
3-foot door, and then on the other side of the door, am I coming down a little bit of a hallway?
Actually, no, it's open. You know, there's two vanities to your right, and then you walk forward, and then there's the opening to the shower.
Okay, so, and the bedroom is on the other side of this door. So I'm coming from the bedroom, and you have a fair amount of good space.
Yes.
And once I come through the doorway into the bathroom, am I in the bathroom?
Yes.
All right. So what if we created a little bit of a, what if we furred up the floor from the doorway? So in other words, I want you to put down another sheet of 3/4-inch plywood.
Okay.
On the basement, listen to me. Another sheet of, put another piece of 3/4 over the top of this bathroom, the entire area, except for the shower area.
Okay.
So now I'm 3/4 up. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to put quarter inch, like Durarock, like a stone for your tile. So
okay.
I'm going to be up 1 inch.
Mm-hmm.
Then over where the bathroom is, we're going to create a pan. That's going to be that you're going to need a tile guy to do a mud set pan around that drain. So then you're going to put a lead or synthetic liner over the top of that, where you're going to have to create just a little bit of a ramp transition from the master bedroom into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Which you're ultimately going to be going up, because once you put the tile on there, you're ultimately probably going up about 1 3/4 inches, which is a good click. But if you stretch that out with the transition into the bedroom, you could do that. You could make that a continuation of the tile that then, because I assume you're going to put a hard surface in the. Are you going to put like hardwood in the
master?
Right. So you could create that transition with wood. Okay. A really good flooring guy could make that look really nice so that there's an area to come up with the wheelchair into the doorway. Now we're on a level flat surface in the master bath of all tile, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're 1 inch higher than the shower area. By the time we do a mud set to the drain and our lead pan, there's enough of a pitch back to that drain that you that she'll be able to just roll right in and have no just a you know it's only going to be up at the end of it it's going to be up about a quarter of an inch
right
pitched back to that drain and then you know you could do a curtain which would probably be the easiest thing and I think you'll be able to accomplish this you just you need to think this through and talk with the tile people and the framers so that you understand the ultimate goal. And the other thing I would consider doing, too, because I'm sure that that area is a large, you know, it's going to be a large floor, obviously, to move the chair around in, is put an electric pad under it with and heat that floor.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take up no space. Does that make sense,
right.
what I'm describing?
It does.
Yeah, that should work for
okay.
you. Good luck with the house, and as stuff comes along, just let us know, all right? Happy to
Thank
talk
you.
About it. Take care. Appreciate you calling this morning. 7:29 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Hi, Mike Emmerich from the NHL on NBC. Got a problem involving a home? One guy's got the answer. He's Lou Manfredini. Were you listening when I was to learn that raccoons in the attic can be solved by LED lights? It's always something. Mr. Fix It every Saturday, 7 to 10 a.m. on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Oh, I like the music. Thanks, Doc. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Wheaton is the next stop on the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour presented by Allstate. Join me at Ivy Restaurant in Wheaton in a special early open just for WGN Radio listeners for the live broadcast of the Mr. Fix-It Show next Saturday, December 3rd from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll help you get your holiday spirit moving before Wheaton's Holiday Stroll in downtown Wheaton. And we'll have giveaways of the Lightkeeper Pro as well. Visit the events page at WGNRadio.com for details. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. I was promoting the Lightkeeper Pro to a New York customer yesterday. I came downstairs, and our son Quinn, who's dating a lovely young lady, Amy, from New York, who's works in Chicago but was home for the holidays, and she was FaceTiming her. And she was, and I, you know, it's like, oh, say hi to Amy, Dad. And I'm like, hi, Amy. Oh, yeah, we're decorating. Oh, but we have our tree. We put our pre-lit tree up, and half of it's out. And literally, I had the Lightkeeper Pro in my hand because I was fixing one of the Christmas decorations in the basement. They were in the basement. And I said, oh, my gosh, Amy, you got to look at this. And so I'm FaceTiming. I wonder if I'm the first person to FaceTime with a Lightkeeper Pro in my hand.
I bet not.
Thanks. Thanks. I had this whole moment, and you just blew it.
Capiche?
Why can't I own that? Why can't I be the first one? And I'm there, and I'm clicking it. I'm going, this is what you do. And you stick it in the socket, and you go, click, 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 click. Really? Where do I find that? I go, at your local Ace.
Ultralit.
Ultralit, not ultralit. But she lives in a suburb of New York that does not have an Ace.
So really?
Maybe that's where our next Ace is. Nueva York, suburban
wheels.
Suburban New York. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Gary, who's cold. Hi, Gary.
Yes.
How
My
are
question.
You?
I have a second floor addition that I put on about 14 years ago. We put a furnace up there. It's well insulated because I did it myself. The house faces north.
Okay.
The room that I'm asking about is in the northwest corner of the house. And for some reason, in the wintertime, it's always cold. In the summertime, it's always hot, even though the cold air comes out of the vent, you know, in the ceiling in the summertime and wintertime, the same heat. And I can't figure out why it's always cold in the winter and hot in the summer. And the rest of the house on the second floor is good.
All right. What? Tell me this particular room. Is it a bedroom? What is it?
Yes.
How big of a room?
The windows face north, and that's the way the room faces.
Okay. And so when you did this addition, you know for a fact the walls are insulated.
I did them myself, yep.
The ceiling's insulated.
Yep.
And you don't feel any drafts around the windows or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And this room, does it have a cold air return and plus a supply? How many HVAC supplies does it have?
It's got two.
It's got two. How about a cold air return?
One.
And where is it in relationship to the vents?
They're all in the ceiling.
All in the ceiling. Okay. And I'm assuming the two supplies are on the outside wall.
Right. And the, above the windows.
And the return air is closer to the door or something like that?
Well, they come out of the same. So they'd be the same vent.
They come out of the same. The cold air return is on the outside wall as well?
Right.
Okay. Well, that's wrong. And that's probably that's probably why it's cold. With the venting on the outside, what's happening is let's do this.
Okay.
As a test. It's not perfect, but let me ask you this. The what's on the floor?
Nothing. It's a new addition.
Right, but is it carpeting, hardwood?
Hardwood, laminated.
All right. And when the door is closed, is there at least an inch gap under the door, or is it pretty tight to the floor?
There's an inch gap.
All right.
I see now there's only one vent. I just came up. There's one vent, and that's for cold air, and I don't know where the return is now that I think about it. When you mention that. Right. Oh, there is one on the floor, yeah.
There is on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cold air return.
And where, and is it on the same wall, or is it on the opposite wall?
Let me check real quick. I'm up here.
whole
opposite wall.
Okay. So here's what we need to make sure that all this is working. So what I want you to do is crank up the and it's a separate unit that's up in the attic space, right?
Right.
Okay. So I want you to flip the switch from auto to fan on. And I want you to feel the air that's blowing out of that vent when it's wide open, and I want you to go to the other room that you says it's perfectly comfortable. Like the other rooms, do they all have one supply vent too, or do they have more than one?
Check the other room.
There you go.
Two in my bedroom,
right,
which is the opposite end of the room I'm talking about.
Do you share that bedroom with anybody?
Yeah.
All right. But you call it your bedroom. You're kind of you're like my wife. Take this up to my bedroom.
Yeah.
I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
My kids, my bedroom, my car.
Okay, turn it on and feel. You want me to feel?
So, in other words, what I want to hear, what I want to know is that are you feeling the same amount of pressure coming out of both of those vents? In other words, when you put your hand up there next to the one in your bedroom that you share with somebody else, you're going to feel that vent. You're going to feel that vent and be like, oh, yeah, that's really coming out of there. And then you're going to go over to that room where you're freezing to death and say, huh, boy, it's not coming out of there like that other one is.
Oh, okay.
And then I want you to take a piece of toilet paper, and I want you to go to that cold air return that's in your bedroom where you're nice and comfortable, and get it nice and close to the vent, and it should just suck that toilet paper right up against it. And make sure that it feels the same way when you go to that cold bedroom. If you're noticing that that's not the case, then I want you to go to those comfortable rooms and close the vents a little bit so that you force more pressure into that room.
Okay.
And that should help.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
All right, give it a shot. Happy Thanksgiving. I appreciate you calling this morning. 7:45 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here. When we come back, it's our Noodaloo 2 that's all about controlling, well, holiday lights. And it's sophisticated as well. We'll be right back. All right, 7:49 in the morning. Our Noodaloo 2. We actually sell these at our hardware store. I was just looking at these the other day, and I don't want to give away. Why don't you take a listen? If you're doing any kind of holiday lights and you want to have more control, take a listen to this.
Okay, Thanksgiving is past. That means it's officially time to bust out the holiday decor and start making things merry and bright. But it's so old school to plug in your lights. I mean, who has time to remember to turn them on or off? Or, heck, even bend down that far, right? Okay, so yes, I have heard of a timer, but it's 2016. There's an app for that. And that phrase holds true in regards to this week's Noodaloo 2. Control and monitor your lights, or really any lamp or appliance, with your smartphone from anywhere with the Woods Wion indoor and or outdoor Wi-Fi outlets. With the outdoor stake outlets, you can plug up to three plugs into the one stake. You can turn on or off your holiday decorations from the warmth of your home. Simple control, all at your fingertips. You just download the app, connect your device to your smartphone using your existing Wi-Fi network, and begin controlling your device from anywhere. They also sent us the indoor Wi-Fi outlet, which the Smithwick tree is plugged into right now. And again, with a touch of my finger, now it's on. Now it's off. Now it's on. Now it's off. I'm telling you, this is the best game. I can guarantee you my husband is at home right now thinking the house is possessed. You can find out more information at buywyon.com. That's BUYWION.com. The indoor plug goes for $34.99. The outdoor three-plug stake goes for $39.99. And I will put all this information up on Lou's Facebook page. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay. You like this.
I do, because I've never used one before, and now that it's in my possession, it's kind of cool and convenient. Like, we were gone and we were away this week, and, you know, you want to have the lights on in the home, make it look like someone's home. Because, by the way, we forgot to close our garage when we went up to Green Bay. We came home, and there was a note from the police on my car.
Did they close it?
They did. They closed it.
You live in a nice neighborhood.
Well, you can't be too careful.
Right. Well, you know there's an app for that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Next week, stay tuned for next week's news.
Actually, the people at Chamberlain with their, what's it called? We know this.
One click.
No.
One stop shop.
No.
I know.
Anyway, if it... You leave your garage door open, it sends you a text.
Oh, really?
And then you can close it from your phone.
Ooh, that is cool.
So now that one, I like that.
You don't like this one?
No. I like this too. I really do think that these companies are, this is a millennial thing, you know.
Yes.
You know, you're a millennial.
I don't know if I like that anymore.
Yeah, I know. you loved it like a year ago.
I like
you were
the age.
All
I'm
over
very
it.
Young and hip.
Right. I think this is, so, you know, if you're, an old fart like that I'm becoming.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well, I just set a timer. I want the lights to go on at 4 and I want them to go off at 3 in the morning or whatever.
Right.
But everybody likes to have this kind of control.
Right.
And I will tell you that, for instance, now this is, okay, we set up our Christmas tree. We have a home in southeastern Wisconsin, and that's where we hosted our Thanksgiving. And we set up Christmas the night of Thanksgiving.
She's like you had nothing else to do.
She's exhausting.
Oh,
and bring
is.
Down it.
Oh my gosh! I think you can't talk.
I think she left. Hopefully, she's not listening. My lovely wife. Never have you ever seen me happier. Have you ever known me happier?
No.
Never been happier. Not. So happy. But so we set the timer up for that Christmas tree, right? So it goes on at whatever 4 in the afternoon, and stays on until, you know, because we're not there. Right? And
right.
It turns off at 3 or whatever in the morning. But when you're up there, you want the tree on all the time.
Right.
Well, the timer's like tucked behind the thing and it's not that easy to get to. And then you got to turn the timer on and this and that.
I know. And your back hurts. I'm sure. I know.
Okay. So now I want this. Well, I have it. We sell it at our hardware stores. But for that reason, or for instance, you have your holiday lights, got the timer set up, and it's one of those dark days.
Mm-hmm.
And you come to the house, oh, I wish the lights were on. You can override it because it has a timer too.
Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what I will tell you is this is by the company called Woods, that Woods makes a bunch of different timers. They're smart about this, right? This is a heavy duty. When you open this timer, when you open up this this product up, the Wi-Fi yardstick, you'll see that it's a really well-made item.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's sturdy. And you feel like, huh, it's worth the $30 investment because I'm going to have this for a while.
Right.
And got a 6-foot cord. You can use it for landscape lights. It's really durable. And it has 3 covered electrical outlets that you can put on there. And then with the advent of all the LED lights, I mean, you literally could control everything out in front of your house by this one thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And it even tells you your usage. I'm on the app right now. It'll tell you, like,
your electrical usage. Average cost.
Right.
Yeah. So it's cool. I like that whole aspect of the ability to override the timer based on conditions or, you know, whatever. you're having a party and people are coming over and they're coming over there too, and you want to have the lights on just so it adds a mood to it or whatever, or from a security standpoint, I like it a lot. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll put the information up on my Facebook page, Lou Manfredini, at facebook.com, and we'll also put it up at WGNradio.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
And now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
8:10 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Fox Home Center and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Coming up after 8:30 this morning, we're going to be talking with some folks from Miracle Method. The holidays gathering right around the corner. Many homeowners are looking to give their place an update, but do you refinish or replace? Well, they can spruce up your area in just a couple of weeks for less money than you actually think. So we'll learn more about that after 8:30 this morning. Right now, back to your phone calls at 312-981-7200. This is Debbie in Carroll Stream. Hi, Debbie. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I have a problem with a bathroom door. The house was built in 82.
Mm-hmm.
They're pre-hung doors. The trim and everything is the brown, dark brown. Somebody used a cleaner on it, and now I have white spots all over the door.
Is it a stained door or painted?
That's what I'm not sure of. I mean,
is it a flat panel door? Is it a raised panel door?
No, flat.
Okay. And do you see the grain?
Yes.
You do? Okay. And is it, give me the color, like a medium brown, light brown?
Dark brown.
Dark brown. Okay. You're in Carroll Stream. I want you to go to the hardware store.
Okay.
And I want you to buy a product in the similar color to the door called Howard's Restore a Finish.
Okay.
Okay. And some quadruple zero steel wool.
Quadruple.
Four zeros.
Four zeros.
The more zeros, the finer the steel wool.
Okay. Howard's Restore a Finish.
Yeah. So... You're going to on the door, take a drop cloth or an old towel, old beach towel, maybe you have something you don't care about, put it under the door.
Okay.
And you're going to pour this Howard's Restore Finish into a little, like a bowl, or you know, you can buy at the hardware store too, small little plastic paint cans. You're going to put that in there with the steel wool, with wearing some gloves. You're going to put the steel wool in, you're going to dip it, you're going to wring it out so it's damp. Then with the grain, you're going to go up and down and do the whole door, and it's going to renew the finish.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And then you're going to wipe that down with a rag, and I bet it's going to look great.
All right. Okay, so quadruple.
Zero steel wool, Howard's Restore a Finish, gloves, and with the grain, wipe it down with a clean rag, and you're good to go.
All right. I appreciate it.
Hey,
Thank you. Do me a favor.
Hang on a second. You know what we're going to send you? We're going to send you an APT gift card. They've been pleasing people since 1936. You can visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. It's a $50 value. I was laughing about the steel wool because, you know, at Thanksgiving, we were getting ready to go to my sister-in-law's house for dessert, and we were blowing out the candles that we had lit, and we just had the house painted, okay? And so we have this candle that was on a counter that's pretty tall. It sits on a stand, and then it was a really tall candle. And right as we're leaving, our daughter Mallory comes up to him and says, and I was like a madman with all the little kids going, take a look at the walls. You see how everything's painted? Don't mark up the walls. So, like, I was a crazy man about the walls. And so Mallory comes up and says, there's a wax that got on the wall. I'm not sure how it happened. Okay? So total busted, right? And I go look, and what had happened was someone, now, mind you, our daughter Mallory is 6 feet tall, and no one other than myself or any one of the Manfredinis or Lindsay could reach to blow out the candle because it was so high on the stand. You know, it was on a counter in the stand. And what happened was, is when she went to blow out the candle, she went, and the wax was there, and it went onto the wall. I don't know how it happened. I go, you're so full of it. I go, you're the worst liar. And she's smiling, and there's candle wax all over the freshly painted wall. You know, let me get some. I go, hold on. Let's go have dessert. So I went and had my pie, came back, happened to have a plastic putty knife at the house, scraped away the dry wax, right? Then I took a little quadruple zero steel wool, gently rub the rest of it on top of the, because it's an eggshell. That's why you paint with eggshell. Then I took a little Windex, because you get a little burnish from the residue from the steel wool. Can't even see it. I couldn't fix the dishwasher, but I could fix the wax on the wall. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Debbie's in Carroll Stream. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Oh, wait, we were just talking to you. Hold on a second. Debbie's getting the, this is Darren in Naperville. Debbie's getting the gift card from App. Hey, Darren, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Hey, I've got a beep in my living room every 42 seconds, so I assume it is a smoke detector of some sort. And I have flipped the switch for the direct wire on the all the smoke detectors, and I still have the beep. And I've been in the house for 14 years, so I pretty much know where all the smoke detectors are. But this one I can't find. I'm just wondering.
Well, your smoke detector should also have a battery.
Right. So just wondering how I can find this smoke detector that must be in the wall somewhere.
No, it's not in the wall. The problem with those darn beeps, you know, now the newer technology, when it beeps, you can program them so they tells you where it's beeping. So it'll say, basement, beep, you know, and it's, which is kind of nice. When is the last time you changed any of the batteries in those smoke detectors?
Within the last 6 months.
Really? All of them?
Yes.
All right. Then you may have... Okay, so here's the one thing. So all these detectors are 14 years old.
No, I've replaced some of them.
You have. How about the ones that you haven't replaced?
No, actually, I've replaced all of them. I had some construction done probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, all right. So everything's relative. Because I was going to tell you, every seven years or so, you should change them. But okay, so they're relatively new. And this is in the living room only. Or at least that's what you think.
Yes.
And if you go and there's one in the living room?
No, you can't see it. The beep is in the living room.
Hmm. All right. You have any?
That's my dilemma. I can hear the beep.
Do you have any grandchildren?
No.
Okay. I'm just thinking, did somebody bring something over that's sitting on the floor somewhere, like some device that's not even a smoke detector?
No, it's been going on, Lou, for a long time, and I've gone through the drawers because I read online that somebody brings in one of those cards that there could be from that. There's nothing in the house like that whatsoever. And with it being every 42 seconds, if you look on the online, the smoke detector things say they beep every 42 seconds, so I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Okay, and you don't, as far as you know, you don't have a plug-in device or this is driving you absolutely crazy.
Yes.
All right. It's in the living room only. There's no, you have no Wi-Fi device. You have no other device plugged in, a timer to a light. Nothing like that.
No. It's been going on for over a year.
Wow. Okay, and to the best of your knowledge, there is no smoke or carbon monoxide detector in that room.
Correct.
All right. What's the closest one next to it?
Closest one would be down the hall, probably 20 feet by the kitchen.
Okay. So what I would tell you to do is get a stepladder, go to that one. It's a hardwired unit, right?
Correct.
Take it down, unplug it, and put it outside and see what happens.
Yeah, I've done that.
And it still beeps.
Yep.
There is a hidden detector in a drawer somewhere that has fallen behind a cabinet or behind a drawer. There's something in that room. We've had calls like this before where people have talked about this, saying, no, Lou, I'm telling you, I have turned this place upside down. And then like a month later, they come back. Oh, my gosh, it fell behind a drawer in a cabinet, and I never knew it was there, and that's what's been beeping. I mean, at this point, what I would do is as a test, I don't want you to leave it, take every detector down in the house, everyone, unplug everyone and put them outside. And if it still beeps, then there is a hidden detector somewhere in that house, and you just have to keep listening to try and find it.
Yeah, I mean, that's I have done that. And so, I mean, I'm almost to the point where, you know, I've got to dig into the wall and try to find it.
I can't imagine there's anything in a wall. Not the fact, and you've lived there for, how long have you lived there?
14 years.
Yeah, I mean, no battery would last 14 years. No way. So take everything out, take it outside, listen for that sound. Bring a fresh pair of ears in there, like a young pair of ears, that can help you try and locate the exact area. And if you can try and localize, the problem is with those little bitty beeps, they bounce and travel all over the place. And you can think it's beeping in that corner, and it's across the room because that's where it's coming from. But you need a fresh set of ears to help you hear this thing. Man, that's a tough one. Appreciate the phone call, and good luck with that. 8:21 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Love.
Hey, Stanley Cup winning rivals collide on WGN TV. It's Hawks, it's Kings, and anything can happen tonight at 9:30 on WGN TV Sports.
Thank you. 8:26 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Carol in Palos Hills. Hi, Carol.
Good morning, Lulin. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, how can I help you?
I am having something going on with my furnace.
Okay.
It's around 20 years old.
Is it beeping?
No, it's
right.
Not beeping.
Right, just making sure.
It's humming.
It's humming.
It's trying to keep in tune with the beeper.
Got it.
Previous call. when it's... clicks on, it makes a humming sound, which is normal, and then the flames come on, the burners
right.
come on, then the blower, and it heats the house fine. The blower flames go out, the blower runs for a little bit till the, you know, way it's supposed to, but after that, it makes the same humming sound like it's going to reignite. And then after maybe 30 seconds, it does go off. It doesn't always do that.
Okay. So in other words, it fires up, it runs just fine, then when it shuts down, it's like it wants to start again, and then it doesn't.
Yes.
Okay. And when's the last time we had this thing serviced?
About a month ago. I have it serviced in the spring and
okay.
the fall.
All right.
It's done every year.
It sounds like it's either some type of relay or limit switch that is, what are you giggling about?
I just had to buy a new stove because the relay switch went out and they don't make the part anymore.
Of course. Yeah. Like me and my dishwasher
my
on Thanksgiving Day.
there's some
sensor within there. How old is the furnace?
It's 20 years old.
Okay. Here's the thing, you know, I would have that same HVAC contractor come out and say, you know, this problem, was it occurring prior to this or after? Prior to the service. Okay.
And he did come back because the first time I turned it on to use it because it got cold, it was doing this, and it wasn't shutting off. The burners would come on, the blowers would come on, the blah, 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 and then it would hum, and after maybe about a minute, it would all come on. And he did come out and recheck it and thought it had to do because it wasn't that cold outside yet, and it wasn't. It was just more damp in here. And I just wanted to do that. He thought it might be that because it was overheating because the temperature wasn't that cold outside.
What is the age of the what's the age of the thermostat?
I would assume it's the same age as the furnace.
And is it an electronic?
Yes.
It's electronic. Okay. I mean, it could be.
I think it is anyway. You can program it.
Okay, yeah. Right, and you can, and you have like a digital readout on it?
Yes.
Okay. It could be an issue with the thermostat. That's certainly possible that there is a glitch in the thermostat itself.
Okay.
So that is something that, of course, you could have the HVAC contractor back, or if you wanted, are you capable or do you have anybody that could change out a thermostat?
I do a lot of things, Lou. My kids call me Carol the Carpenter.
Oh, I like Carol the Carpenter.
But I just don't like to mess around with electricity.
All right. Here, I want you to say this real quick for me, okay? I want you to say, okay. Hi, this is Carol the Carpenter, and you're listening
Hi.
To Lou Manfredini. Wait a second.
Well, I'm sorry.
All right, get ready. So, okay, ready? When I say 3, 2, 1, you're going to say, Hi, this is Carol the Carpenter, and you're listening to Lou Manfredini, all right?
Okay.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Hi, this is Carol the Carpenter, and you're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Perfect. Okay, Carol the Carpenter. Electrical is on a thermostat is a piece of cake.
Oh, maybe for you it is.
No. Listen to me.
Okay.
You're going to go to the hardware store. You're going to buy where are you? In Palos Hills. So you're going to go to the Ace down there. And
yes,
you're going to buy
it. They know me by my first name down there.
Carol. And now they're going to call you Carol the Carpenter.
Yes.
And you're going to buy a new programmable thermostat.
Okay.
You're going to pop the cover off the one you have. That's all low-voltage wire back there, so it's like you're playing around with a 9-volt battery. Okay?
Okay.
You're going to shut the breaker off to the furnace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know where that's
okay.
at, right?
Yes.
You're going to unscrew the two screws that are holding the thing on, and when you look at the back, you're going to see four wires, probably a white one, a yellow one, a black one, and maybe a blue one. And on the back of the thermostat, there's going to be terminals where they're screwed in or inside the thermostat, and there's going to be a letter that corresponds with each color. W for white, Y for yellow, da-da-da-da-da-da. On your new one, it's going to have the same letters. And you're just going to put the blue to the blue and the yellow to the yellow and the white to the white, and you're going to put new batteries in it, and that could fix the problem. Now, if you call the HVAC guy, he'll come back and do the exact same thing for $300.
Okay.
And if you go to the hardware store, you'll do the whole thing for $79 because you got to buy the thermostat.
That sounds much better.
Right, so that's something you could try. If it's a faulty thermostat, you solve the problem. If it doesn't solve the problem, and then turn the breaker back on, and there you go. If that doesn't solve the problem, then we need to get the guys to come back. And if they tell you, Carol the Carpenter, you need a new motherboard and it's going to be $600-$700. Well, now you got to make a decision about, do I invest $600 in a 20-year-old furnace?
I replaced that about 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay,
we did that.
Okay. Well, then my guess is if it's not the thermostat, it's a relay or it's a some limit switch or something that's in there that needs to be replaced. You hang on a second, since you're Carol the Carpenter. And we are going to send you a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew t-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsip, created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. Sorry, Veronica, it's 8:33 in the morning. What I will tell you is, if they're going to do that underground, and they're going to think you're so smart, too, Phyllis, when you say this, when you use the PVC pipe, I want you to use Schedule 80 pipe.
Schedule 80.
Just say it like that. Make sure you're using Schedule 80. Say it with confidence like that, and the guy's going to be like, oh, my God, this lady's a genius.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Sitting in the kitchen, a house on
8:40 in the morning. You got to say it with confidence, right, when you're talking to these guys. Yeah, use that Schedule 80. Wow, she knows what I'm talking about. It's like when I had all these different tradesmen working when I was building houses, I had a lot of guys from a lot of different foreign countries, and I learned this one phrase in a lot of different languages that was not a nice phrase, because, you know, what's the first thing you learn when you're learning a foreign language? You learn the bad words, right,
mm-hmm.
Veronica? You learn
yep.
the bad words. And so I knew how to say this one phrase, which I cannot share on the radio, but I knew how to say it in Spanish, obviously English, and Czechoslovakian, Polish, and every now and then when I'd come to the job site, I would just say this, like, you know, something was wrong, and I would do, and so just because, you know, the guy's up on a scaffolding going, ooh, he must know how to speak. It's the kind of phrase that you wouldn't, it's not the it's not like the swear word, the typical swear word. It's a phrase.
Now you're going to have to teach me this in all these languages. Well, you know,
I can't teach a lady this phrase. No, not this phrase. No way. But what we will teach you about, we're going to teach you about making your bathroom look nice. Right? Your bathroom looks nice. Or kitchen.
Yeah.
Right? You know what can be more affordable than you think? Joining me on the phone line right now is Fred Haas, who is a franchisee owner with Miracle Method. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having us on.
All right. Tell me a little bit about Miracle Method. I know a little bit. I know a lot about Miracle Method, but tell our listening audience who you guys are and what it is you guys do.
Well, Miracle Method's franchised across the country. We refinish bathtubs, tile, floor tile, countertops, kitchen cabinets. We put a new finish on them to be like new after we're done.
Okay, but when you guys started, you were strictly a bathroom place, right?
In the beginning, we were strictly bathtubs, and then we've grown into refinishing all surfaces in the bathroom.
All right, so in a bathroom, your typical installation is doing liners, correct? Like acrylic liners?
What we do is we spray on a new finish over your tub, come back the next day, detail it out so it has a like new look.
Right.
We also spray onto your tile. We have 45 natural accent colors that we can spray onto your tile to give it a brand new look and cover all your mold, and it's all deleted and cleaned up and looks great.
All right. So take me through that process. We'll talk a little bit about the kitchen services as well, but I've got an existing bathtub and walls. Maybe I even have a spot where, when I push on these tiles, they're a little loose. You're not just going to spray over the top of that.
No, sir. We're going to repair any loose tile or grout, take care of that so it has all back solidly. After we're done with that, we will clean everything. We have a two-step process we clean everything with. After we process all that stuff, clean it up, we spray on your tub color, whatever color that is. We have Kohler white. We have American Standard white to match any fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we detail the tub out so that it has a like new finish. After that, we'll cover the tub and spray on any color onto your tile. It's already been cleaned and prepped, so the loose tiles have been repaired, so that when the new finish goes over, it seals everything up watertight, and there's no chance of leaking when we're done.
Wow. Now, tell me, how long does that whole process take for someone? You know, a lot of people, you know, if they live in the average home, maybe they just have one full bath that they use. How long are they out of commission?
Well, the beautiful thing about it is we're done in 2.5 days.
Okay.
So there's very little downtime, and the day we walk out is that you can use it that evening.
Wow. And what's my expectation of durability on a product like this?
The durability is remarkably good. Your tub will last a good 15 to 20 years, probably more if you take care of it. The walls will last easily 15, 20 years with no problem at all.
And is that something that for a certain period of time Miracle Method warranties?
We do offer a 5-year warranty over any type of peeling throughout.
Wow, very nice. And I've seen some of the work. It really is beautiful. Tell me about what you can do in the kitchen.
Well, in the kitchen, we have a similar process. We go over your countertops. It's a spray-on system, again, over your countertop. We have 45 natural accent colors that you can choose from to give it a new look. It's you can change colors. You can...
What kind of countertop are you typically spraying over, like a laminate countertop?
Well, we spray over a lot of laminate countertops, yes, Lou. We do many of those. We also go over Corian. We've gone over granites before. Some
wow.
old granite that's tired, marked up, scratched up, stained. We can actually go over the granite countertop and give you a look second to none.
I know a lot of people with laminate tops, you know, they'll get a burn mark or they'll get a maybe an area where a chunk of the laminate has come off, I assume you'll come in and do a little patching so that when you spray on your new finish, it all looks very consistent and even, correct?
Very correct. We repair any kind of damages, cuts, cracks. We refasten the laminate if it has loosened up somewhere.
Right.
Any chips or scratches or burns, we repair those first so that when we go over it, you have a look that you never know that it was damaged.
And you can do this on cabinets as well?
We have a cabinet coating that we go over all cabinets. We can spray your cabinets. It's a beautiful finish. It's very similar to what if you went to the store and bought new cabinets with a painted on finish. Our coating is very, very durable on cabinets. We remove all the doors and drawers. We take them back to the shop. We spray them there. We spray your cabinet frames in your home for a little bit of a downtime and then come back and put everything back together.
That's cool. All right, a couple other quick questions. I know it varies a little bit, but can you give me a little range on pricing? In other words, if I'm going to have you guys come out and spray my tub and do my walls in the bathroom, what's a range of pricing that that service could cost?
Well, that price is variable on damage and stuff like that, but typically we are about 75% less of replacement.
Okay. And what about if I was talking about a kitchen countertop?
Kitchen countertop, we're going to come in well underneath any type of replacement.
Right, and you don't have to pull the sink or do whatever.
Correct. There's no demolition. There's no a contractor comes in and wants to remove it. Oh, something's, you know, how many things turn into a bigger project.
Right.
So with us coming in and doing it, we're no removal. We're saving energy. We're not throwing into the trash. It's a great system to have something new again at a quick and painless problem.
Okay. Now, you're a franchisee owner, and I know that you're the Miracle Method, obviously, for people listening. We have a large audience that goes across the country. So, across the country. Well, it does go across the state. It goes across a large area. I'm sure that you work in a certain area, but why don't you tell me how people can get a hold of you, and if they have questions about finding a franchisee owner in their area, how they find you guys?
Well, again, Miracle Method is a franchise across the country. So if you go to our website, miraclemethod.com, you can find a pull down, put in your zip code, and you'll come up with a franchise somewhere in your neighborhood. In the Chicago area, we're located in Villa Park. We have a showroom with everything refinished in it and ready for people to come in and take a look at to see before and afters.
Nice.
Again, you know, it's miraclemethod.com is the best way to get a hold of us.
Well, you need to plug your Villa Park location. How do they get a hold of you?
Well, we have our phone number is 630-832-2250. And again, through miraclemethod.com and entering in your zip code, we do cover the entire metro area.
Nice. Nice. That's great. Well, Fred, I appreciate you getting on with us and giving us a little information about this. It is definitely an alternative to consider for people that want to refinish a bathroom and now with kitchen services as well. Fred Haas is a franchisee owner of the Villa Park Miracle Method and works all over the Chicagoland area. And, again, the website is miraclemethod.com. Fred, you have a terrific weekend, okay?
Well, you too, sir, and thank you so much for having us on.
You got it. I appreciate you calling in this morning. Interesting. Interesting way to, you know, save some money and kind of spruce the place up. And, you know, another thing about small businesses, and, you know, I love to promote all that, there's a lot of hype about this whole shop small, and today is the Shop Small Saturday, so... as you're going around doing some of your shopping and doing whatever, if you have the opportunity to go to a small local store or use a service from a local person, obviously I'm an advocate of that 365 days a year. But today, if you can think about that and say, hey, I'm going to see what these guys have. Sometimes you find, particularly in retail stores, you find some of the most unique stuff at small little locations that you may not find at the giant department stores. It's good for the economy. It's good for the local community, and you know, it's good for you too. 8:51 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show, answering your questions since 1995 on 720 WGN.
He was a famous trumpet man.
Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show.
He
Hi, everybody.
Had a style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft.
Kevin's in Winnebago. Hi, Kevin.
Lou, how are you?
Are you in Winnebago, Wisconsin, or are you driving to Winnebago?
I'm actually Winnebago, Illinois, and I'm actually driving out of Winnebago right now.
Oh, all right. Well, safe travels. How can I help you, sir?
I have a dark laminate floor with a few scratches in it.
Okay.
Wondering if there's something that I can use to put on there and buff out and fill it in or whatever, just to make it look a little bit nicer.
There is, but once you go down this path, it's probably going to be an annual event.
Okay.
Rejuvenate makes a line of products to refinish hardwood, laminate floors. It's a little coating that you're going to take everything off the floor. You're going to clean it really well, and you're going to put this with a synthetic mop head over the top of this thing, and that laminate floor is going to shine like the top of the Chrysler building.
Now, do they have colors to match and everything? Or
no.
How
no
do you do that?
Well, they do have some. If you have scratches where you've lost a little color,
yeah,
they have a little touch-up marker kit that you're going to go physically in those cuts and kind of paint in.
Absolutely.
And then you put this over the top, and you're going to be singing tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow, and it'll work. You'll find it at your local participating Ace stores. They carry it, Rejuvenate. Appreciate the phone call. It's 8:57, quick break.
This is John Williams. Every Saturday morning, I listen to Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It. And I say to my wife, Brenda, Brenda, we got to do the stuff Lou's talking about. And then every Sunday morning, I say to Brenda, what did we do yesterday?
Hey, I hear that, John Williams. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my bed.
9:11 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show.
Don't feel like picking
this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Before we get back to your phone calls, a quick funny Thanksgiving story. So, you know, our daughters, Carmen's home from college, which is so nice to have everybody there. Quinn, you know, spent the night at home with his siblings and all getting together. And Veronica, you're a baker, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I have a niece, Evelyn, who is the sweetest little eighth grader in the whole wide world. And she's this super creative baker. Like, she comes up with this really cute stuff. So the girls are home, I think it's Wednesday night, and they're talking to Mary Beth going, oh, we're going to do some baking. I go, what? You're going to do some baking? They don't really bake. We're in a competition with Evelyn. I'm like, oh, all right, well, whatever. So I think we went out or left or something, and or somebody had a game. I don't know what it was. And we come back, and of course there's flour everywhere, and you know, Mallory's going, oh my gosh, it's called for whipping cream, and Carmen bought Miracle Whip.
Oh, no.
Or Cool Whip, not Miracle Whip. Right. That's
really
mayonnaise,
gross.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No. And so she ran out to get whipping cream. And this. So I don't know what they're making, right? We're in a competition with Evelyn. We're going to beat Evelyn. So we have Thanksgiving. I don't know what it is they made. And so we get to Nora's house, and Evelyn had created these. Okay. So you know the Keebler fudge stripe cookies,
mm-hmm.
right? It's chocolate on the back, and it has the stripes on the bottom.
Right.
Okay, so imagine that cookie with the chocolate side up, with a small Reese's cup turned upside down in the center, with a little squirt of orange icing around the upside down Reese's cup, and a little M&M on the front to look like
A hat.
A pilgrim's hat.
Oh, that's so cute.
Okay, wait. And then, you know the little peanut butter cookies that I think are like Chips Ahoy, where it's like a little, it's a little small cookie, and there's like a little peanut butter in the middle, and there's another cookie, like a little sandwich.
Like a Nutter Butter?
It's a Nutter Butter, but it's a mini Nutter Butter with a chocolate kiss stuck on the end to look like an acorn. A Nutter Butter cookie sandwich with a Hershey's Kiss on the top.
So it looks like an acorn. That's cute.
So it looks like an acorn.
Cute.
Okay? So imagine how cute those are and delicious, right? Oh. On a little platter. Mallory and Carmen made a no-bake something that looked like wall spackle.
But how did it taste?
I don't think anybody ate it. So it was in a pan, and it was supposed to be, and I'm laughing. I'm not, for those of you saying you're making fun of your daughters, we all had a really fun laugh about this, the girls included. It was in like a pie tin, and it literally, it's supposed to be pink, and it looked like wall spackle.
I
thought I could fill some holes on the wall with it. Hmm. And so in an effort to get people to try it, Carmen took her finger and put like a smiley face on it and two eyes.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, well, they have other talents.
They do. They absolutely do. They're beautiful, smart girls that have a long way to go, and Evelyn wins. It's like,
Did you take pictures?
I think we have pictures, but I mean, Carmen's like, how do I compete with this? You can't. It's like, you know, forget it. It's not going to happen. It's very sweet. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Sue in Mundelein. Hi, Sue. You're on WGN. Good morning. Sue? Hello, Sue? Sue in Mundelein? Hi, Sue.
Hello?
Hello, Sue.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How about you turn that radio down and then you can hear me?
I don't have the radio on.
Oh, all right. Well, how can I help you?
I'm actually outside. Okay, so I had a little mishap in the kitchen, and there was a lot of smoke, and I've been airing out the house. But there's still smoke. I think it's on the walls. I just can't get rid of it.
Is everyone okay?
Everyone's okay.
Okay.
And I'm using a lot of fresh waves.
Okay.
But every time the furnace kicks on, I get a whole wave of smoke.
All right. So we had a lot of smoke.
Yes.
And you see residue on the walls?
No. No, just smoke.
But smoke residue on the walls. Is the smoke out of the house? Did this kitchen disaster just happen?
No, 2 days ago.
Okay. And so you had a lot of smoke in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I aired out the house, but the smell is still there.
Okay. All right. Well, in that kitchen area, there's probably residue on the walls that you may not be able to see because it's all over the walls. So what I would tell you to do is get a warm bucket of spick and span and warm water and a sponge and a rag, and I'd get on a little stepladder and I'd wipe down the whole wall. The ceilings will be tough. I'd probably just not even bother with the ceilings because it's more than likely a flat paint and you may have leaving a little staining there. So spend your time on the walls, the floor, take the furnace filter out and replace that as well. And the fresh wave is a great idea. One of the things that kind of seems counterintuitive, but get a couple of fresh wave candles because it's the best way to get as much of that odor neutralizing product into the airspace to grab onto the smell, and get a couple of those candles and burn them. And if you can, since it's a relatively mild day, open up a window nearby, get a box fan in it blowing out, and let that happen for the next 24 hours. The house may be a little cooler as it's blowing all that air out of there, but I think you'll be able to handle the smoke. Probably by tomorrow, you should see a remarkable difference. But the key is in washing those walls down. Good luck with that. This is Russell in Cary. Russell, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Two questions. Electronic filter for resisting static on AM radio stations. I've got kitchen lights on dimmer switches, and when I turn them on, I get a lot of static on the AM radio, and I can't hear your show.
All right. Well, they do make a filter, but what I would tell you to do is switch out your dimmer switches to a new universal dimmer.
Universal dimmer.
Correct. So one other thing that's going on with this whole LED world, you know, because we have little electronics in there, is that old dimmer switches, as people make the switch to these bulbs, old dimmer switches don't always work with the LEDs, and they also create static. Now, the dimmers are solid state, and that sound gets reduced by using these universal dimmers, which aren't designed to help you with the static, but they have that effect as well.
Okay.
And that should solve the problem. As far as filters go, you can buy those. I mean, I used to be able to send people to a Radio Shack, but those are few and far between. You got to buy them probably online. And, you know, they'll cost you $20, but so will the dimmer switch. And you get a better dimmer switch that as you switch out the lights, it'll work for that as well.
Okay. One more question. Garage door opener.
Yes, sir.
House was built in 1990. And one of my remotes went bad on me, went to the Sears store, and they don't manufacture that anymore because my garage door opener was manufactured prior to 1993.
Right.
And stuck in getting a whole new garage door opener?
No, you can buy a new remote kit, which will actually replace. So, okay, the thing is, your garage door opener does not have the electronic eyes, correct?
Correct.
Right. So after 1993, everything had to have electronic eyes. You can buy a remote kit, which has a different sensor that you will wire to the leads that are on your. So you know, you have the two wires coming that lead to the button.
The indoor button on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so those two contacts, you're going to wire this transponder. It's going to sit on top of your existing unit, and then it'll give you two new remotes. Your local Ace probably carries it. If not, they can order it. And then you'll have two new remotes that'll come with it. It's probably, I'm going to say the unit sells for about $49.
Okay.
But it's cheaper than a whole new opener. And then you'll have two new openers. The button will still work. And, I mean, you're... You know, from a safety perspective, obviously, it's nice to have the eyes, but if you're comfortable with what you have there and it's still working correctly, then this would probably be a good investment. I believe Genie makes it, and even I think Chamberlain makes it as well. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 9:21 in the morning. By the way, 312-981-7200 is also our text line. You can text us. We'll do our Just Text Me segment coming up after the 9:30 news.
Hey, this is Justin Kaufman. Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show. On Chicago's very own WGN.
9:25 in the morning. Dave's in Markham. Hey, Dave, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you,
sir? I have a foundation problem. We had a major water leak in the slab of our house. Half the house is built on a slab. The other half is built on a crawl.
Okay.
And we think that the water has caused a problem in the foundation over the crawl. Part of the house may be shifting a little bit, but we don't know who to call or how to have it checked.
Okay, well, you're going to call the folks at PermaSeal, and they're going to send out a certified consultant who is trained to take a look at this foundation to find out if, in fact, there's erosion or undermining underneath that footing. And they have the ability to come out and do some checks and then also suggest a repair, which may include installing push piers in the ground. And they literally, if they had to, Dave, could lift your house out of the ground. Not that you want to do that. Not that you want to do that. But but in other words, this push pier system that they use drives these piers down literally to the bedrock below your home. And once they hit it, you know, they have all these the ways of actually knowing when the resistance is there, they can't go any further. They latch on underneath the footing with a bracket. You know, they do a little bit of digging around the perimeter of the house, and they bolt this thing on there, and that house is never going to move again. And then if there's a crack, if there's a crack in that slab also where there's a little bit of shifting there as well, they have the ability to come with their new, they have a system called PolyLevel, where it's this very precise foam injection that they can put in there that's structural, that can lift and write that all up. Now, this is not a inexpensive proposition, but it's way cheaper than, you know, putting in a new foundation.
And moving.
And moving. And, you know, everything else that goes in there. And the thing is, the consultation is free. You can call them at 800-421-SEAL. That's 800-421-SEAL. And they can schedule an appointment to come out and take a look at that for you. Appreciate the phone call. 9:28 in the morning. We'll be right back.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
We don't have to talk. Oh, my God. I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Never text and drive. This segment of Just Text Me, sponsored by IWantSmart.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Excellent. Two things before we start. One, we need a new rejoin for that. So if anyone has any good texting scenes that would be funny to use as our little intro for this bit, please text me.
I do like the music, though.
I know.
I like
bass,
that little ding. But yeah, if we could get another liner that talks about texting. Not that I don't. I like the Jerry Seinfeld.
New year, new.
New thing. New texting.
Two, you've gotten a lot of texts. It's not 24/7. It's called level 257, which is the highest level in Pac-Man. So that's why it's called that.
Oh. Okay. Well, I knew it was a two.
Tidbit for you.
Wait, say that again?
It's called level 257.
Mm-hmm. Level 257.
Mm-hmm.
I literally walked in the place. I said, hi, I'm here. Do you have a table for 25? Because that was how many there were of us. I mean, we had reservations. Mm-hmm. And there was bowling. I never went to the game area because I sat and talked with everybody.
Oh.
All I want to do is talk.
Right.
I'm a paid talker, mm-hmm. as I remind people all the time. They're like, oh, my gosh, you know. I'm like, well, I'm a paid talker. I like to talk. My wife's constantly telling me to be quiet.
You know, I was thinking about that in the car ride home. I was thinking about you. Yesterday when we were driving back from Green Bay, David and I weren't talking in the car because we were just like, you know,
spacing
we were
out.
In our own zone.
But never
I was like,
never happens.
I know. I was wondering, if Lou and Mary Beth were in this car right now, would they just be,
you know,
Lou be?
So, yeah. And the thing is, when I'm with my, she's like, do we have to talk about this now? I hear that a lot. And then a lot of times, like when I'll come up with an idea, you know me, as I do this to you as well, right? And I'm like, oh my gosh, we got to, and I'll text her something, you know, if I'm traveling, whatever. Don't forget we have to do this, or don't forget, you know, and it'll just come to me. Mm-hmm. And then the text that I get, and this is, you know, and this is meant with love, from my wife after almost 27 years of marriage. Leave me alone in capital letters. That's the text I get.
I love her. See, you and I are more similar. Those are the texts that I get.
Right.
Because I'm like...
There's not a lot of silence in the car when we're... I mean, and I think my wife dreads it that she's like in an enclosed spot with me, you know? Oh my gosh, I have to listen to him the whole time.
Like yesterday I said... What's your plan for this week? And he said, I don't want to talk about this week. It's still Thanksgiving vacation.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's in my head. I'm like
I would
a planner,
do 20 minutes.
You know?
It's like the old Frasier Thomas thing, right? That's an old joke for those of you that know Frasier Thomas. Back when he used to do live television, back when he 5 hours of live television, no script. And there was an interviewer, I was looking at a paper or something, I asked him, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you do all this live TV with no script. How do you do it? You know, what do you talk about for 5 hours? Nobody's handing you a script like people on television now. And he's like, you know, you just get used to it. He goes, I get up in the middle of the night. I open up the fridge. The light goes on. I do 5 minutes. That's like me. Lights on. I got to talk.
All right. Just text me so we don't have to talk.
Right.
Okay. Hi, Lou. I have a digital thermostat. I have an old weather station on my desk about 5 feet away. The mercury thermometer is always 5 degrees warmer than the thermostat. Which reading is accurate?
The digital thermostat. Okay. Or, I mean, the thing is that... The temperature could vary 5 feet away.
Yeah.
It really can. And so, but the fact of the matter is, you know, when you, but part of the benefit of the digital thermostats thermostats versus the old mercury is when you looked at an old spin dial, if you took the cover off and you looked at that vial with that spring, there can be such a swing as that vial tips before it makes contact. Which is the coolest thing ever. I mean, I miss mercury. There could be a 5 to 6 degree temperature swing. That is like known that before the thermostat would kick in. And so The digital thermostats are within 1 degree.
Hmm. Okay. Thanksgiving question. Where can I recycle used peanut oil after deep frying the turkey? I shouldn't pour it in the drain, and I don't want to put it in the landfill.
Well, I don't know the answer to that. Because
okay.
I don't know. I mean, I know that many places like the Jiffy Lube or the Oil Expresses, you know, the places that do that, they will take, or even like the AutoZone, mm-hmm. those kinds of places, will take your used oil from doing your oil change, mm-hmm. and they'll recycle it. But cooking oil, actually, you know what you could do? I'll tell you what you could do. Absolutely, this is what you could do. If there's a restaurant in your area, okay, they recycle that oil. In other words, they collect all the oil that they cook in, and they have a service that picks it up. I think even McDonald's does that. Hmm. So maybe you could go to your local restaurant or something and say, I got this cooking oil. Can I dump it in your thing? Because they get paid for it. You know what I mean? These companies right. come and collect it, and or maybe they collect it for free and then they reuse it. But you could do that, and I bet they would take it.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
847, last question. Lou, what causes ceiling paint to chip? I have this problem in my kitchen and my living room.
Well, I mean, gosh, there could be a myriad of things. Expansion and contraction of the ceiling itself with the coating, the age of the ceiling. You know, in other words, if it's 4 or 5 years old that it's been painted, the film does tend to dry out. Remember, it's always, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 degrees warmer at the ceiling than it is below. And so that expansion and contraction is much different than happens on the walls. There could be a moisture issue that you're unaware of that is permeating up in there, hitting the film and causing that to crack as well. So in those areas, one of the benefits of ceiling paint is because it's dead flat. A lot of times you can do a little light sanding, a little quick patching of the cracks, and then touch it up with new ceiling paint, and it should blend in. It could be a brighter white. I mean, this works better if you happen to have the old gallon of paint sitting right. around. But keep in mind that when you're storing paint, if you've done any repainting, you got about 2 years of storage time with any stored paint you have sitting around in the basement or the laundry room or wherever. And that is only the case that if you every 6 months go and give them a little shake. So you got to put that on your calendar to say, oh, go shake the old paint in case you ever want to use it again. After that, the film doesn't match colors. If it's a eggshell or a satin finish, you can get flashing. But on a ceiling paint, you have a good chance of patching it, and it may blend in.
There you go. That's this week's Just Text Me.
Sponsored by iwantsmart.com. Thank you very much. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Judy in Lyle. Hi, Judy. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. I have a question that's been bugging me. I purchased a new stove about 5-6 months ago.
Okay.
And, you know, the knobs on the front that turn the gas on and off?
Okay.
The new stoves, the pressure, that you know, you push the knob in and then turn it.
Okay.
But the pressure to push the knob in is so light on the new stoves versus the one I had that was, what, 20, 25 years old or something or other.
Okay.
That I have a microwave over above the stove, and every time I reach into the microwave, especially when I'm cleaning it, you know, if I brush against the knobs, and they turn on.
Okay.
And I can't tell you how many times since I bought this thing, I have found gas leaking. You know, suddenly I smell gas. I go, oh, I got to go check the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, that a knob might have been turned just a little bit.
Right.
But is there a way to is there a fix for that?
How about maybe? So,
I'll take maybe.
Are you in the kitchen?
Yeah.
All right. If you grab one of those knobs, can you pull one off? Pull straight back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it in your hand now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what do you see that's left on the stove? In other words, you have the little tip, the little that you put the knob on.
Yeah, that you slide the knob on.
Right, the little piece of metal. Right. And then is there a hole that the hole that rod sticks out of, how much bigger is that hole than the rod? Is it pretty tight?
The hole in the knob?
No. So in other words, you've got the little tip where the knob slides onto the.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then there's the face of the stove, right? That rod is sticking through a metal, right? The face of the stove. Is that hole a lot bigger, or just is it very tight to the rod?
Oh, no, it's a lot bigger.
It's a lot bigger.
Yeah, the hole is maybe 3/4 inch in diameter.
Right, and then the rod is probably like 1/4 inch.
Right.
Okay. So one of the things that you could try is you can get you can go to the hardware store and find a spring that's a little bit bigger, and it's kind of trial and error. They have all these different springs at the hardware store in the aisle where you buy all the screws and nuts and bolts.
Okay.
And you're looking for an extension spring that compresses. So it's an extension spring when it's at rest, it's longer, and when you compress it, it's shorter.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And you got to look for the absolute right size. So you're going to slide it over that little metal
rod.
Right, to hit the backside of the valve itself. And then you're going to put the knob back on and say, "Oh, when I do this, now it's keeping more pressure on there." And it's not going to be as light to touch, but it's going to be trial and error. So you kind of want to look at it, maybe take a picture and take it to the hardware store and say, "This is what I'm trying to do." And then maybe the guy will take a handful of them home, leave him your credit card and say, "Once I figure out which one I'm going to buy, I'll come back and bring these back."
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, and trial and error, you should be able to find the right spring to be able to do this and solve that problem. So that light touch that you're talking about shouldn't be a problem whatsoever. Oh, you know what? Let's send Judy a cord dome and holiday bonus pack from Twist and Seal. Protect your holiday lights from rain and snow with Twist and Seal. You can order today at twistandseal.com. 9:49 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Happy trails to you.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And our last call is sponsored by Townstone Financial. Thanks to Veronica. Andy, nice to have you here this morning. And Lindsay for producing. Our last caller is Bill and Joliet. Hey, Bill, you're on WGN. Good. How can I help you?
I have a house that was built in 1955, and the basement was finished quite a few years ago. And do you remember the gyms, like in the old Catholic schools? I think that was VCT tile.
Oh, sure.
Well, that's what the flooring is in the rec room in my basement.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if I'm able to put flooring over that.
Is it sound?
Oh, yeah. It's very, very sound. It will never be destroyed.
All right. It's not loose. You don't have anything coming up.
No.
All right. And
no,
what do you want to put over the top of it?
Well, I'd like to. My wife wants me to put a ceramic type tile that looks like hardwood.
Okay.
It comes in strips.
Yeah. All right, so the only thing with that product, if you're going to do that, what I don't like about it is that because of the weight and the mortar and the new moisture you're going to introduce, if that VCT tile fails, and if it's from the 50s, what color is it? A black and a red? What color is it?
No, it's a mix.
It's a flake.
Yeah, like a light beige color.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing is, if you're going to put a tile over the top of that with a thin set or an adhesive, if that tile underneath it fails, so is that nice ceramic that your wife wants.
Right.
She wants that look like wood?
Yes.
All right. Have you ever heard me talk about the loose lay vinyl flooring?
I believe so, yes.
All right. So there's a loose lay vinyl that looks like wood that you literally put down over the top of that tile, and it just sits there, and you put it one next to another, next to another. If any water comes up or a tile ever popped up, you could take this tile up, fix the problem, and put it right back down. They use it in commercial applications. It's really nice stuff. and it's actually would have a warmer feel than the ceramic. One of the manufacturers is called Carndine. Carndine, and it's a really nice product. We used it at our store out in Villa Park, and it's held up really well with push carts over the top of it and whatever. So it's a really nice option for you if that's something you'd like to consider.
Carndine.
Carndine loose lay vinyl tile. Do me a favor. Hang on a second. Let's send him an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat, allowing you to adjust the temperature of your home's air on your smartphone, brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60 Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. 9:56 in the morning. Don't go away.